In other state news, anti-Semitic acts increased by more than 450% between 2015 and 2021, according to the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. For one Holocaust historian in Kenosha, one of these acts came directly to her doorstep. Here and Now student journalist Aditi Debnath has the story.
It was in the morning, around 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning, and I looked down and I just see this object, and I picked it up. And I was actually quite horrified. Not horrified, but I was shocked.
Judith Bay Podlipnik's shock and horror came from discovering an anti-Semitic flyer on the driveway of her home in Kenosha.
All the way down the street up until 75th Street, there were pamphlets scattered.
The flyer claimed that Jewish people caused the COVID-19 pandemic. Bay Podlipnik says it was in a plastic bag and weighed down by rocks and a single penny. As a Holocaust historian, Faye Podlipnik is used to studying anti-Semitism.
I called the police and I offered them to, you know, the information and to provide them with the pamphlet. And they said that they already had it and they were informed of it.
The Kenosha Police Department was able to identify the perpetrator and fine him just over $4,000, not for a hate crime, but for littering. Anti-Semitic acts increased by more than 450% between 2015 and 2021, according to the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. Rabbi Bonnie Margulis says that conspiracy theories that spread during the COVID-19 pandemic have caused an increase in casual anti-Semitism.
It's become so normalized and so ubiquitous, and so people are so comfortable expressing those kinds of feelings and those thoughts and attitudes.
Margulis says that as the purplest state, Wisconsin demonstrates how political divisiveness can exacerbate all prejudices.
It has really promoted some very narrow and tunneled vision kind of thinking, and has really made it difficult for people to be able to reach across divides and see each other as human beings.
According to the FBI, Jewish people have consistently been the most targeted group for religious hate crimes.
I think in a very divided, a very polarized political environment, what you see is an increasing reluctance for people to call out anti-Semitism within their own political camp.
UW-Madison sociology professor Chad Goldberg says anti-Semitism stands out for its subtlety and pervasiveness. He says that there are centuries-old anti-Semitic tropes that still exist in American culture.
We should remember, for example, that in the Middle Ages, Jews were accused of poisoning wells, Jews were blamed for the plague. So those motifs, because they have been around for such a long time, because they still circulate in the culture at some level, make Jews really sort of well-suited for the role of scapegoats.
According to experts, the lack of widespread condemnation of anti-Semitism alienates Jewish people from their community. Judith Faye Podlipnik says her experience in Kenosha has made her distrustful of others.
My father, who was a Holocaust survivor, warned me consistently, anti-Semitism is alive and well. It may be under the radar, it may be under the covers, but it's there. Always be careful. And it's going to come back.
For Here and Now, I'm Aditi Debnath in Kenosha.